Welcome to Shomach Shalom Dav, Shir Spencer, Lui Nishmas, Arm Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Dav Samach Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings what's mentioned already in previous Dav, that Ein Ben David Bo Mashiach won't come, at Sheichlu Kol HaNishamas Shebaguf. Until all the Nishamas, which are in this place called Guf, which is in Shemaim, will come down to the world, until all the babies that's supposed to be born with these Nishamas will be born. Rashi goes ahead to explain that there is a place called Pargod Shechoytzitz Ben Shechinah Malachim, an area that covers, that separates the Shechinah for the Malachim, and they are the Ruchos and Neshamos, and they're going to be put down here in the world. As my brother Rabbi Chanuch showed me, the Chidah and Shem Gdolim proves from here, as one of his proofs, that Rashi knew Kabbalah. Because the way Rashi describes the place where the Neshamos are, that shows that he knew Kabbalah. Because if not, where do you know how the area where the neshamas are, how does it look like? But what really does Gemara mean? Why are we waiting for all the neshamas to come down? Because there is, so to speak, a storage that needs to empty out before Mashiach comes? What is the importance of bringing all the neshamas down to the world? But this comes out and explained for a different part of our Gemara. In our Gemara, we have that the neshama is compared to the Torah. The Gemara said in the beginning of the Amud, "Kama toivo yisha toivo," because if the Torah is talking about the Torah is compared to a yisha. And furthermore, the Ben Yoyada brings over here at this part of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Ben Azai did not want to get married because the nafshi choshka b'Torah, and that's why he did not get married. What kind of an excuse is that? Nafshi choshka b'Torah, because if a person loves Torah, so he's not going to be mekayim in the midst of lulav. If a person loves the Torah, he's not going to be Kayim Shefer. But the answer is that Torah and Isha are the same. And the connection to Isha, connection to Torah, are both in the level of Isha. There is a wife, the physical wife in the world where a person connects to, and then there's the spiritual wife, which is the Torah. As the Rambam describes, anybody who has Yetzer Hara to be with woman, he should connect to Torah, and that's gonna satisfy him. The Noam of the Melech brings, there's an Isha down here, there's an Isha above there. When a person connects well to the Isha up there, so the Isha down here will also connect to that Torah. So you see from here that an Isha and Torah are comparable and can be exchanged. And that's what Benazai says. Benazai says, Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, my whole essence is in the Torah. And therefore, that's where I'm putting all my koichas. That's where I'm doing my marriage. And as the Ben Yoyada brings the name of the Arizal, Ben Azai created neshamas through the Torah. I mean, the connection to Torah really brings a full marriage. And therefore, Ben Azai was mekayim, his chiyuv of marriage and puruvu through the Torah. And this gives us a little bit of understanding, because the idea of the puruvu and the marriage and the kiyum olam is all that comes back to the fact that HaKol Boro Lichvoidu, because Bol created the entire world to be megalek voit shemayim, and to be revealing in the world every Gilui Hashem that needs to be here. And therefore, the marriage with the Isha, the marriage with the Torah, they both bring to that. Because a marriage is a binyan of a Shechina in the world, and learning Torah does the same thing. And then the Puruvu of creating children and in the world, or the Puruvu of Chidushi Torah, is bringing a new revelation of Hashem in the world. Every neshama that comes down to the world is another spark, another gilui kvod shemayim in the world. And that's why it's comparable to chidush Torah. Because when a person is mechadesh something in Torah, that's another gilui kvod shemayim. When a person brings a neshama to the world, that's another gilui of kvod shemayim. And that's what the Gemara is telling by us. There is a certain neshamas in the guf that need to come to the world. These neshamas is all the giluyim kvod shemayim need to come to the world. And if we're missing even one of them, you didn't fulfill the full Gil revelation of what Shemai needs to come. So Mashiach is now ready to come to the world. In order for Mashiach to come, the entire Gil Kvot Shemai that needs to come here needs to be revealed. And before that, Ben David can't come. That's why Mashiach can't come until all these neshamas come. And this is what the Gemara tells us right here in the end of the Amud. That anybody who's not a Yisipir of Yerivyo, he's Mimayat Esatmus. He is diminishing the revelation of the Dmus of Hashem in the world, because that's what the Eisek Apir of Rivio is all about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.